Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige.
Hi, Paige.
And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So I said, you may be happy about this or upset with this. Martin Short has a new role on TV. He will host another revival of Match Game.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a good one. Gene Rayburn was the best.
Yeah, I did not care for the Alec Baldwin years.
God, that's right. I forgot he did that.
Or maybe a year. Maybe it was one season.
Because he did it before Mash Your Luck.
2016.
Fatboy, looking back, and Paige as well, like Fatboy and I know both were huge fans of Match Game, like mm-hmm. the old versions and stuff. Do you think that was all riffed?
With certain people, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah.
I think he could pretty much, you know, do whatever as far as
Fanny Flag.
Yeah. Even Richard Dawson. He was
celebrity
on
status
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Those people.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that show. I like Marty Short.
I think it'd be fun.
I wonder if he meets people. I know Steve doesn't. Something about that name. I don't know. Martin.
Plus, you know, you're watching the one with Valerie Bertinelli now. The new one.
That's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's like the first game show I've ever taped because I enjoy it, both of them, actually. And it's, you know, I'm just being honest with you. It's nice to see. I'm glad to see pretty women are getting their equality in the hosting of games. You know, it's just always been hot guys like Trebek and Woolery and such.
Yeah. I used to love that. I mean, there were two. Win, Lose, or Draw was the one because Marshall Warfield and Burt Reynolds was on there from time to time.
Yeah, and that blonde lady, too. I can't remember her name.
Oh, damn it. Who wasn't? Well, they had the other one Ahmad Rashad used to host. It was called Caesar's Palace. That was a fun little game show.
God, what
was that?
Yeah, it was just like casino-type games that people would play and puzzles and stuff. Just like
Sounds like fun.
It was a pretty good little show. He didn't wear a toga or nothing. But
no, but yeah, it wasn't WrestleMania 10 or 11.
No, yeah. 9.
9, damn it. You know, I don't care anymore. I don't.
Now they
used to know all the WrestleManias by number, what the location, what city. And then they started like, oh, that's the Kemper Arena is not a real building anymore, or whatever.
Plus
Silver
people,
Dome.
People ragged on WrestleMania 11 because, you know, Bam Bam and Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, that was bad. I mean, that was really, really bad. Although, like, LT, man, like.
Bam Bam was making them look good.
It was very believable that LT could step in there. There's some of them other guys, like Carl Eller, I think, was one of them, and Jimbo Covert.
Yeah.
Just because you're big doesn't mean you're going to be able to be a good wrestler.
Now, Mongo was on his team.
That's right.
Yep. Mongo was one of his teammates.
But the first ever – oh, trivia question. Has there ever been a Clemson Tiger in WrestleMania?
Mm.
Fat Boy?
There has been.
And that would be who?
The Fridge.
William Perry. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which,
okay.
I'm pretty sure they just reunited.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he and Michael Dean are.
I think he and Michael Dean were just at a recent 81 regathering of the team. I'm pretty sure Fridge was there.
Oh.
Yeah.
See,
look up that picture.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because
– obviously, he's in a chair.
But. Okay, I was going to say last time I saw him. Oh, break, heartbreaking. Did you see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at the Dodgers game the other day?
No.
Oh, my God. He's in a chair.
Bless.
Yeah, it was hard for him. To,
oh, man.
When he saw Magic, I forgot the game, Magic had to come hold him up to as soon as he got up.
Oh, it's,
do you like Christie Brinkley?
Paige, let me give a moment to Lou Alcindor, please.
I'm sorry.
Please. All right, Christie Brinkley, yes.
Yeah.
David Brinkley, not so much.
Well, she released a memoir this week. It's called Uptown Girl.
Oh, she's going to have to play Billy on some of that.
She includes some stories about her marriage with Billy Joel.
Well, she talked
about how and she had to clean up his vomit all the time.
His drinking problems.
And he'd drive into the house, literally.
They were married from 1985 to 1994, and they share a daughter. And
she's beautiful also.
I know.
Even with the Billy Joel jeans.
She looks a lot like him. I thought they had a couple kids, right? Or just her?
I think just the one. He had one from previous. And I think she has one with others since. You know, they just seeding up everywhere.
One of the crazy stories that she writes about is she says that Billy once drunkenly ate spaghetti from a pan on the stove, then accused the family of eating it and kick them out of the house.
It all goes back to blackmail, whether they're taping you with baby oil and underage people, or your wife years later will write a story in her book because she didn't do nothing herself really all that crazy.
And
she's going to write all your blackmail stuff.
She said, quote, I hesitated putting that scene in the book, but at the same time, it demonstrates what I was up against. I was 100% dedicated to Billy, but I never told anyone about our issues, not even my friends. And I understand if you're going through something like that with my situation with someone who drank all the time and was abusive to me. You just want it to end, and you don't want to tell people about it. And my problem is we were living together, and I tried to get him out of the house, but because he was getting mail at my house, I had to legally get him evicted.
Oh, yeah, that's all they need to do.
And it was a constant struggle, even though I just said, look, I think this person is dangerous, and I couldn't get him out until it really did happen. It escalated to what did happen.
That's all they got, like, to establish residency, right? Just a piece of mail.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And he says, I'm not leaving. And I said, you have to leave. I can't live with you. You're dangerous. I come home and I don't know what type of person's on the other side of the door.
I mean, it's, you know, until there's actual battery, it's just a civil argument. But and you say, well, you got to wait on that to happen. Well, they can't. And I'm not saying this toward you.
No.
It's like their hands are tied in a sense. Now, people who do it and do it repeatedly and still able to dance around and skirt past all the stuff. I don't know how.
And that's why I refuse to live with somebody. Or
should have whooped his ass.
Should have.
I mean, I've forgiven
him. Gave him too much medicine.
Because he's sober now, and he's moved on.
Still owe him one.
I just.
Don't let him get away with it.
Don't want to ever be in that situation. And I will not be in that situation ever again if somebody raises a hand or even yells at me. I shut down. It's not the way I want to live, and I'm happy with what I have. And I understand why she feels like she wants to write her story now. It's not exploiting anything.
It's crazy. If your dad hadn't been gone, your dad probably would have went and beat his ass. Or maybe even, like, worse, you know?
He would have gave him a Gunther-style dinosaur dropkick.
Fortunately, the cops probably would have got there ahead of time.
I think when I ran out of the house when I couldn't breathe and I was about to die, and I asked for help, it just...
What were you wearing when you ran out? Do you remember?
Probably jeans and a t-shirt.
Trying to see you run in slow motion.
Like, do you want me to change the story?
Like Cameron Poe and Con Air?
Were you wearing the blue wig? Or can you say you were just for fun?
You know, I'm trying to think that maybe the... Because I had a few... I really wanted to wear the blue wig... And something that I did as a hooker.
Did you stop and squeeze him for a second?
But the director didn't want that. He wanted me blonde.
Well, I mean, I must say you have very nice hair.
Was your director named Bill from Buffalo? You put the blue wig back on.
No.
Did you put the t-shirt
but
on?
I did in that scene. I did wear like this long ponytail thing that I still have.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull your ponytail when you try to run away.
K- Can for real? I said this in joking the other day. Can we maybe work next week to do a? I want to interview Charlotte Page, like the actor.
Yeah, but she has projects we don't really know about.
I know.
Don't hear about it until afterwards.
I want to do like some kind of outside the actor studio or whatever it's called.
I mean, the most interesting job I ever had was I would pick.
Let's
music.
Not do the interview now.
Music. Yeah. Well, I mean, this isn't with film, but when I started in TV, I worked with sound, so I'd put music underneath some of the stories that we did, and I really loved that.
Oh, you're a layer and a looper. Yeah. We still have to get together the dwarves that assemble your bra, so we gotta make sure we get everybody in line.
It's
up
like
for
that
interview.
Old cartoon, the man who made shoes. He'd go to sleep, and the little munchkins would come out and build all the shoes for him.
I know that you're making fun of my bra.
We're not.
It's good, bro. I wish they had breakout balls.
It's a compliment of your gigantic breasts.
But back in the day, it really hurt my feelings because I thought I was obese because I had huge boobs, and I starved myself trying to be skinny.
That's going to make them bigger. Oh, I love you.
Why?
His rest of you is going to be smaller because you got an eating disorder.
That's why
it's true. My dingling's bigger
that's
now.
That's why.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay, let me read the email that the guy wrote, for those that maybe missed it yesterday. Hey guys, if anybody's perfect for this email, it's you. So I'm writing this because I did something this weekend you might call Bull S on. He actually wrote Bull S, which I thought was nice. That was nice. Call Bull S on, but here it goes. I'm 33 years old. I never smoked weed in my life, capitalized, swear, and never really hung out with people who did. I find that's hard for people to believe nowadays, but it's true. Well, my cousin had a pipe on him full of weed, I guess you would say, LOL. And he knew not to even offer me, but something got into me, man, and I took it from him and I took a hit. And I got to be honest, I don't know what to think. I really did get high, and I loved it, to be honest with you, but I mean, more stuff happened, but I know you don't like long emails, so I'll leave my number. And he left his number, and then he ends it by saying, I'm kind of at a crossroads in life, you could say. And then, should I read his phone number live on the radio right now?
I wish you would.
And then he ended it with peace. Sincerely, nice. P1 first time, hi guy.
Is that what a pothead would say? Peace? Like, I don't know.
Most potheads I know would hang loose.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hang loose or
kiss the sambas.
Tongue peach emoji, something fun.
Have a puka shell necklace.
Okay. The guest line. Oh, we consider you a guest, P1 first time high guy. Welcome, guest. Did he doze off? Hi guy.
Is he packing a bowl?
Hey,
there he is. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still a little surprised, to be honest. Not really a hangover like I was expecting, so.
You expected a hangover from that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Don't you usually get hangovers from things?
We were saying, alcohol and stuff, but like one time, Pop Brownies gave me a hangover. And so did Salvia. We talked about that too. That gave me a bad. That was
Salvia.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now that one I've heard is crazy,
dude. It was.
Yeah, the gas station weed sounds like it was.
Felt like the floor was falling underneath me, and like so that ruins the fun high. You know,
I felt that before.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was
my. You guys know Pink Floyd?
Very well. Yeah.
Just by their music, I've never met them.
I have a buddy that told me he did that once, and he was listening to this song called The Trial off of The Wall, which, if you know the concept at all, he thought he was Pinkerton Floyd.
Wow.
And I was like, that sounds like the worst experience ever. I think I'm good on that.
Yeah, I don't want to, see, you know, the gnomes and all that stuff. Like, I've never seen that I've done my share of stuff. And I've never seen the gnomes that people talk about. And that would horrify me. That would horrify me. So maybe let kids do drugs to get scared, and then they won't do them no more. They see the gnomes. So let's talk about this. 33 years old, you had never done it before. You did it, and now you said you've had some kind of epiphany at 33 years old. Just walk us through everything. First off, I mean, what a day to celebrate our Lord and Savior's resurrection.
Yeah, man, on Easter. Come on.
That was kind of odd, right?
Right. Well, I didn't say.
Like, are you a high strung kind of guy? Like, are you.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't really call myself high strung, honestly, but I would say I was probably pretty overly organized up until this point. Realistically, I always looked for reasons to keep busy, and this whole experience really taught me maybe to slow down, take a break when I need it. I really feel like it kind of forced me to slow down and relax, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, yeah.
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 Can't turn your mind off, but, kind of stuff?
Yeah. Before this, you know, I would work so much and I'd keep myself busy all the time. I would feel completely run down and just out of nowhere. And when my body is tired, my brain isn't always tired, if that makes sense. So really, it's like my brain's still going. I'm running in circles before this. And I'm not being hyperbolic by saying this, but I feel like weed has really changed my life for the better in this very, very short amount of time.
Wait, isn't there a pot that gives you, I don't want to say gives you energy, but it kind of peps you up a little bit, right?
Sativa.
So you don't, okay, so.
I've heard.
Well, yeah, they're all.
Right.
I think so. I mean, that's what my friend would say. My cousin too, but.
But you wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't know what's what, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way I remember it. Indica, they would always say, means in the couch. Like, you're going to be asleep. It's going to knock you out.
That's what you would want, right?
I never need that.
But like, just
to be that exhausted.
Yeah, like, but I get what you're saying about, like, not being able to turn off the brain at night.
Yeah.
That's why I choose Ambien. On work nights. I don't do it on the weekends.
But you don't build up a tolerance to Ambien?
Dude, people ask me that all the time. I swear, I don't. I mean, I can tell. That's good. I can tell when my body, like, I feel that, ooh. You know, that little, all right, get into bed now.
And you stay asleep?
Yeah.
But you didn't take melatonin, you went straight to Ambien's?
Melatonin. You've been saying it wrong. It's melatonin.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That for whatever reason, it could be a placebo effect. That crap doesn't work on me. But a good old Ambo.
You got to take a handful.
Yeah. So, I'm going to ask you some personal questions. If you don't want to mention it, you don't have to. In a relationship, married, anything such as? Because that's one thing if you decide this is going to be. And also, this is only 2 weeks. You don't know that this is life-changing yet.
Right? You're a two-week piehead.
Like, I mean, think about this. Like, your tolerance, the more you do, will, like, you're not going to, probably right now, you'll probably take one hit and you're set for, like, hours, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that will wane. I mean, that will, you have to
really
to do.
Yeah, you're gonna need like more potent like weeds, right? Stronger buds, bigger buds.
Yeah,
greener buds.
I mean, it's all new to me for real, but
you're saying you're looking at it literally from a medicinal standpoint of this. So you're doing this at the end of the day, not during the work day, not before work. You're doing it at the night to just relax and chill.
I mean, yeah. Pretty much,
Have you bought some since then, or did your cousin give you a little bit? Because nobody does it one time and suddenly decides that they're going to change your life. He give you a little.
Well, I gave him a little bit of money or something.
That's fine.
Probably he broke you off a couple nickel sacks, I guess. Yeah. A
couple nugs.
Something like that.
Yeah.
A handful.
Oh, wow.
Handful of weed.
Lord, he must grow his
own. That should be measured.
I gave him a handful. All you can grab.
That's a measurement, isn't it?
Get you a sack full. So, were you like you're out there with pastel colors and the, because it was sunny on Easter Sunday, at least around here, like all these pastel colors and stuff, like were you feeling it?
Oh, yeah, it was a wild scene, man.
Yeah, and you just noticed. So did anyone besides cousin, friend, notice that you were high? An aunt, a younger nephew, perhaps?
Yeah, I would say probably everyone, or at least a good bit of people, thought I seemed different. I don't think anyone really specifically was like, oh, this guy's high, you know. But.
Did they see that you? Do they know that cousin does it? Like, is it just like, hey, if you're gonna do your stuff, go do it outside, that kind of thing?
Say that again.
What'd you do? Just take a hit.
I didn't hear you.
Give me a shotgun through the microphone.
It's already kicking in.
So does the family know that your cousin smokes weed? Is it one of those things where that's just his thing to do?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, okay. I mean they do. But honestly, yeah. So later, my parents found out that I was high, and they were surprised that I took a hit. You know, but I'm an adult too. So yeah, I mean, how mad could they have really gotten?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, once they figured it out, they knew obviously I was with my cousin because everybody knows sometimes it's rich.
A lot of people didn't believe you could go to, you know, your age and not smoke anything.
Yeah, what was that big motivator? Like, was it church, or was it like you thought you would die, or you were a pussy? I mean, what was it?
I mean, I don't know. I've been thinking about moving, actually.
Oh.
So that's kind of what I was,
what, do you want
what
to
was going
Colorado?
On. I mean, we're all around family at the time, and
Yeah.
And I don't have a wife or kids. And I'm like, you know what? I could pretty much just pick up and do whatever.
Is that legit?
And then, yeah, my cousin was smoking. And I was like, well, I haven't even done that. I'm talking about moving states, you know?
Are you coming out of a relationship kind of fresh?
Well, not completely recently, but yeah, like within the last 90 days. But it wasn't like a super serious relationship, but I thought it was going to be at one point, you know, and it didn't really last that long. But it was still jarring.
Yeah.
So you want to reset everything and just move because of weed, I guess?
The weed's the eye-opener for him. He realizes that
I wouldn't say it's because of weed. I was more so because of just, I don't really think, where I'm at, like I have, I'm not meeting the right people, if that makes sense.
Are you wanting to move somewhere where it's legal, though?
I mean, now that's like a point of consideration. It wasn't before. Nope. I was just thinking about moving. I'm like, it's Easter, you know, whatever. But
so you want to move to?
But yeah, that's, I mean, I definitely I don't want to go without the handfuls now.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Nice.
Each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on May the 1st. May the 1st. Mike Tyson, everybody. It's time to say happy birthday.
Or suck it.
I thought about, what about this as an idea? What about, since we have rejoin week and then we go back and forth with that, what if somebody gets suck it week and then they get to suck it every day?
Every day.
What do you say? All right.
All right.
All opposed? Put your hand down. All right, it's unanimous.
Let's start with this fella who had a surprise appearance at WrestleMania.
I am Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. I tell you what, though. I mean, although he was facing Randy Orton, that was, like, in my opinion, like, kind of horribly booked.
I like it when it makes sense, when they do it.
But that's TNA's head. I mean, they're world champion. So yep. He's going to come over there. But it's Randy Orton, a 14-timer.
Look what they did to Sting. They did the same thing he was afraid they were going to do to him years and years ago.
Seth freaking Rollins hurt him.
Yeah, tried to kill him.
Joe Hendry, he's got to be like early 30s. I'm going to go 32 now. As for Magic Johnson.
Oh, 30.
Greatest point guard ever.
33.
This kind of surprised me. He's a little older than we thought. Joe Hendry, 37 years old today.
God, how is LA Knight, 52?
I think he's 42.
Yeah, he's been at it for a while, like a lot of those guys. It's good to see him finally like not give up on their journey and stay at it, even if you have to become a commissioner, Adam Pearce.
Los Angeles Knight.
Yeah.
Or commentator Corey Graves.
Corey Graves is going to be a daddy again. I saw that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
He listens.
Corey.
It's a rare.
You know the show?
This day. Yeah, Family Matters.
Yes, sir.
Duh.
We'll see.
Duh. Jamie Foxworthy?
Nope.
Is it Urkel?
It's not Urkel.
Is it? Okay, it's not Heavenly Birthday. It's Grandma. Is it Reginald Vail?
Nope. It's not Carl Winslow.
Is it Darius McCurry?
It is Darius McCurry's birthday.
Nice.
Eddie Winslow on Family Matters.
Slung back and knocked my headphones off.
Haven't seen much out of Darius. Think he might have some legal troubles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not like Sasha Mitchell had back in the day, but
he had another show. It didn't last too long though. He did like a spinoff where he's a school teacher. It's like, yeah, that's not believable.
Is it a show called Star by chance?
I don't know.
I don't know that one either.
I'm gonna say he is 54.
Darius McCrary is 49 years old.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
Darius.
Man.
This gentleman,
thinking about that, he looked like a young Lawrence Taylor. Envision him in your mind. He looks like a young.
Minus the lightning strike earring.
Earring, yes, and all the rape allegations.
This guy was, he makes movies, but he's an acquired taste for some. Movies like The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Royal Tenenbaums, talking about the French Dispatch.
Give me the initial.
The Life Aquatic, W.A.
Woody Allen.
Wes Anderson.
Oh.
Some people may pronounce his name as Anderson.
Anderson. You know, I hate anyone with that last name. Joking. We have a close personal friend who that's their last name. They own the Jockey Lot. Y'all thought it was named after the town? It's the Anderson family that own the Jockey Lot. So, haha.
Talk about the Arns and
you
the
fool.
Oldies.
They own the power plant down there. So that's why it's called the Electric City.
Wesley Anderson.
Yeah, I heard you, son of a gun. 56. Someone is 56 today.
58.
Someone is 56 today. It is Wes Anderson who's 56.
Look at me.
This gentleman, could he be 56 as well?
Oh, wow. He is half Cherokee and Choctaw.
He's probably somewhere in the gym right now working out.
Do you remember his grandmother? The tribe she represented.
Chippewa.
Yep.
She was one of a kind.
She really was. She was a one-on-one masterpiece.
I should have played blank stain on her white t-shirt.
He's like the only guy that can maybe still pull off wearing V-neck white t-shirts. There's always the V-neck.
Oh, he's in movies, a bunch of movies.
You ever think that Mau-Mau comes from my Cherokee ancestry? Because I had a Mau-Mau and a Paw-Paw.
Do you know his name?
Like Tuck-a-Paw.
His name for the like Tupac Road.
Tuck-a-Paw.
Tuck-a-Paw Road. His name was Tim Smith for a long time.
Dude, my grandma pronounced it as Turkey Paw. She'd say, Turkey Paw. It's near Jug Factory Road. Jug. What did they make at that factory? Breast implants?
I know what you said. Brandy, that ain't right. What the hell are you saying? She had knocked you
out. More than you know.
The former Tim Smith.
Yeah, 50... No, man, I'm going to say he's 60 today.
All right, 61.
Tim McGraw is 58. He didn't find out Tug was his daddy until he was older.
Really?
Yeah.
And then by that time he had cancer and was dying.
Tug. Oh, man, that's heartbreaking.
Tug played for the Phillies.
You tug your own grawl. I ain't tugging my grawl.
I'm not tugging your grawl at all.
No, you will.
I'll tongue your cheek.
You tug your own grawl.
And it doesn't mean EMA. It's tongue in cheek.
Woof.
Let's see who you guess here.
Ray Parker Jr.
It is Ray Parker
Damn!
Jr. I thought you were going to guess somebody from the cast.
Yes.
I thought you were going to guess Marshmallow Man.
I was going contrarian. How old is he? I don't know how old Ray Parker Sr. is.
This is a good porno beat.
This is?
Oh, yeah. Feel it.
Okay.
Bounce up and down a little.
Hey, this is when I wish video did work in here. I'm doing like my Friday payday dance right now to sex.
You better save it a week. Once you bounce.
Well, I'm not going to get laid next week either.
Once you bounce for the big city.
You never know.
Dude, if my favorite Cool in the Gang song is Celebrate Good Time. Come on. Celibate.
I get it.
I'm not selling ass. I meant celibate.
That's a fish.
That's a halibut.
Is a cake.
66. Like Phillips.
Okay, 67.
Raymond Parker Jr. the third is 71 years old today.
Looks like a young Billy D. Williams.
Can't whistle.
We'll keep it going for this guy, former guest of the show.
Oh, with your old teeth, you could.
He's been on this show.
Same old teeth.
He's been on the show many times. When he wasn't building motorcycles for a living, he was talking to us.
Paul.
Which
senior.
One?
Senior.
Senior.
It is Senior's Toodle. Birthday. It's not Paulie. It's
Paul
Senior.
Senior Tuttle.
Who always threatened everybody with a size 12.
Dude, like, that's one of those things where it was by phone when, at least the first time he was. Did he ever come in studio?
No.
Okay. So it was by phone. I remember the first time. I was like a little bit kind of intimidated.
We saw him at Bike Week at the beach.
That's
we were
what it
here.
Was. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I'm intimidated by this. Wait. He's on the phone. Just he was a mean old rascal on his show, mean to his son.
Was he
but they
with
were
the jackal all... thing? Is that when we?
Yeah, we saw him.
He was down there, not for that, but he came to the jackal show, and we drank moonshine with him and that other, the metal kid from that show. No, he wasn't made of metal. He had long, like rock and roll, long fat.
Oh,
long
Mikey.
Hair. Yeah. That's his son.
Mikey Tuttle, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, listen, I was maybe verbalizing what I just figured out.
Well, I had, you know, I remember.
The whole crew is there, Cody and Vinny. They're not all together anymore.
Oh. Did they split up for a show, like the way that one Fixer Up couple split up so they could both get their own?
Yeah, they had a competition.
They didn't really have a
rift.
It was just something that was fabricated.
Just a thing. Like when Shane bought WCW.
Paulie started his own deal.
Yeah, like that.
Like that. We're still guessing his age, though.
Yeah, how old
is
he?
And that is 74.
Okay, I'll say 74.
Well, you're both wrong. I wish you would have said 76 years old. Because
well,
at the moment.
Damn it.
I would have in 2 years. Is Tifton me
Gloria Gaynor?
No. She's still with us.
Dionne Warwick.
Nope. Not
oh,
Dionne.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I see her. It's not Roberta Flack. It's
they actually use this in Ghostbusters Part 2.
Dionne Warwick?
Nope. Not Dionne. Initials RC. Just like the cola. Goes great with a moon pie from Chattanooga.
Don't say it yet. Okay. I want to try. RC.
Okay. No more hints? You don't want a hint, do you?
Give me a hint that won't totally give it away.
First name is a short name for a drink.
Rum.
Nope. Close.
Rye.
Nope.
Rye.
Rock and Rye.
Nope.
Rock and Robin. Michael Jackson.
Coke.
Go ahead and tell us.
Rita Coolidge. Jesus.
I just drank a whole Sprite.
Ridicule.
I'm on trend. I just drink a whole Sprite. To
Chris Christopherson's ex-wife. Not the great mayor of Easley, but the country singer. Is no longer with us. I don't think.
He's dead? Sure.
I think Chris Christopherson's dead. Let me look and see.
I was thinking he was the last of the highwaymen.
I got him confused with former Browns running back Glenn Campbell.
Johnny's dead. Waylon's dead. If Chris Christopherson's dead, that would just leave.
Yeah, he passed last year, 2024.
So is Roy Orbison still? That's a hard name, too, to say.
No, he's been gone for a while, but his hologram still tours.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He's making money.
So all the highwaymen are gone?
All of them, I think. Oh. No, Willie.
Oh, God.
Was Bob Dylan in that?
No.
Which one was he in? Traveling Dingleberries?
Wilberries.
Wilberries.
He was in Wallflowers.
She's 80, by the way.
Bob Dylan Jr. was in Wallflowers.
Jacob Dylan. All women love Jacob Dylan.
And Jacob Fatu.
They love
Paige,
his eyes.
Who would you choose? Dylan or Fatu?
Fatu.
She's taking both.
Fatu back. I'd
the only question
Fatu.
With only question yeah. with Paige is who's going to go where. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't have a lot of room to do anything with this in my mouth. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Lord.
Classic drop.
We used to do the bit where Paige would put a gigantic cucumber in her mouth and sing
karaoke.
Oh,
now it's a cucumber. It was.
Well, we always called it a pickle, but it was really a cucumber.
Yep.
And you would sing. And people would call in and try to guess what it was. Oh, my God. It was some of the greatest.
When they weren't facilitating themselves.
Right. It was sexy sounding as well. Because you're kind of gagging.
Whoop, 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 whoop. You're the womp, womp, womp,
like you're drinking water real fast, but nothing's going
down
your throat.
That's where they get all days.
Well, tomorrow then. The return
no, no, no,
of Jizzy
no,
Pickle
no.
Karaoke.
No.
You just heard it. Now, tomorrow, the FOF line. And here's a small travel snack-sized sample of what you might hear.
I spent an hour cleaning up your you f***ing piece of shit. You just look for a f***ing Marine Corps flag in my front yard. Come get you an ass beating. I'd love to give you.
I don't know if dogs can realize that the flag means you're a Marine Corps veteran. Is he talking about a dog pooping in his yard?
He's no.
A human being is doo-dooing in his yard.
Let's just say if you got a load in the back of the truck, you better make sure everything's tied down.
Oh, man. I saw on 29 Wade Hampton the other day, a guy that...
Well, big word much.
Just, I don't know what you call him, a plant guy, you know, sells plants. Had an 18-wheeler in
Nurser.
The, was waiting at the top of the hill right there near the gallery lighting center. And the back door must come open. There was a lane full of potted plants, and the
That's
guy was
cool.
out there like trying to scoop them up as fast as he could. I was so embarrassed for him.
I got to get my hydrangeas. Oh no,
hydrangeas!
I love hydrangeas.
I got cactuses all over the highway.
Go look on the side of Wade Hammond. There's probably a couple laying there. He's like, screw it, kick it out of the way.
I own a crepe myrtle.
I'll plant them in my backyard. Save their lives.
Well, I got two lips you can plant.
Oh, my God.
She's about to get you back.
With him pushing. Tomorrow is Friday, so the FOF line, that'll be going down 864-241-4318. You can also get today's podcast. It's free of charge because no one would pay. TheRiseGuys.com, Odyssey app, Apple Music, Google, Amazon Music, and booth 1357 at the Anderson Jockey Lot on Saturday morning from 9 until 10. You can pick it up as well. Thank you for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Yeah.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.